Geburt Jesu Christi, des Erlösers der Menschen.
First deadline looming, the Treasury Secretary has announced extraordinary measures.
Erfüll euer Leben mit tiefer Freude.
The fiscal cliff looms ever closer.
In reaction to the Connecticut school shooting,
Republicans rejecting.
Let's get that done.
Und reicher Gnade.
If we get down to the end of this year,
they were telling burglars, go to the house next door.
Weapons in schools.
Without talks and compromises on all sides of this 21-month-long conflict.
Majority of rich people in this in our great country.
The death toll goes up.
We'll offer Australians this year to build a powerhouse to lower more efficient and more productive, more higher, better for Australian families.
Well.
Happy New Year, folks and listeners of Kaput Radio. This is Martin, and I welcome you to a new year with sufficient amounts of disappointments, Emperor Has No Clothes situations to laugh about, maybe another war or two for the elusive profits which cannot be found in peaceful and civilian parts of the economies. Welcome. Ah, well, that's a good start, isn't it? But today, I like you to just set my own thinking apparatus. My thinking does not happen in English, by the way, but I try to talk English as best as I can. So, bear with me for a few subject matters, a lot of them as a response to irritating finance and economic babble. Other absurd phenomena, a little stretched out by me to see clearer what these irritations really are, yet they seem to reflect a total lack of self-esteem, ideas and conviction around leaders of corporations, institutions and other superfluous human leeches clinging to the elite circles combined with a dreadful, self-limiting, mediocre outlook, if any, and a delusional uniqueness of making it through in their castle with a moat and drawbridge keeping out reality. When you follow the money, I mean the recent bailout for Greece to the tune of 1.15 billion euro, supposedly meant to support Greece, surprises are in store. It turned out that well-capitalized Greeks, Italian, Spanish, Irish and other remnants of elites in the impoverished sections of corporate Europe went straight to Berlin and bought German real estate to the tune of, yep, you guessed right, almost the total bailout figure. Now, that's what I call German finance magic. And Germans have workplaces. Although, just as in the US, the wages are around $3 or 3 euros per hour, call that austerity employment. Someone in Germany recently said, we must make poverty affordable again. And by definition, that means you can't have affordable poverty without unaffordable wealth. Right? Well, now I understand everything. On another note about Greece, when it reports of a received euro bailout rescue payment, most economists were predicting Greece to default, which is good news for Greece, since the economists were usually wrong. Did you know the Taliban dress code is a role model now for the fight against skin cancer? Health companies around the world are delighted and are preparing carefully crafted public messages to avoid skin cancer in the future by using the Taliban dress code.
Governments are not a choice of the wise, but of those who hold financial and economic power. And our religion has become a dominant of manipulation and the marketplace for the solicitors of fate. Against all these, we ourselves are the only sheep. We have to learn to understand that the meaning of the individual right and ultimately the value of life itself.
Afghan Pakistani soldiers after kidnapping them in Peshawar. Two others were found alive, one wounded, the other unhurt. The soldiers were captured when 200 militants stormed government paramilitary camps.
I don't want Australians to become frightened. I don't want Australians to stop living their ordinary lives. If that happens, then the terrorists win.
Thank you.
In modern research, more and more partnerships are formed between experts from different disciplines. Lately, cooperative research of nuclear physics and higher economics produced surprising preliminary results in the field of industrial obsolescence. The term 50% half-lifetime of disaffection describes a new management tool to replace the previous inaccurate and often uncertain obsolescence formula for designing profitable products and services with a limited life. The half-lifetime can be varied to gain a competitive edge for industries. Therefore, clients' affections and disaffections have become the new marketing and sales parameters. For instance, an electronic gadget worth less than $15 must have a return for the manufacturer in no less than 3 weeks to be profitable. Therefore, the half-lifetime of this product will be exactly designed to reach the result. Your Game Boy chip will rot errors after 2 weeks, thereby giving you 1 week to purchase a replacement. Thank you very much. When a client starts out with 125% affection while purchasing a new computer worth $1,500, oh, brilliant, nice new computer, 125% affection. The computer should remind the client every week with silly messages of the fact that a limited lifespan of any part of hardware and software is inevitable. But a purchase of this or that can prolong the cruel inevitability a little longer. In this case, there isn't just a half-lifetime to disaffection at work, but a whole matrix, and clients become soon compliant after some dangerous emotional episodes where residual resistance decays. Further refinement can be found in psychological research studies where volunteer clients are wired up to instruments while watching adverts for yet unreleased products. The overall desirability factor gets measured first, then the client sees the product becoming gradually dysfunctional, and the anger hormones are measured to determine the shortest possible half-lifetime for the product or service before losing the client's interest altogether. It's a huge breakthrough in the field of behavioral economics, and of course, financial industries are keenly evaluating this new tool. If the previous obsolescence for financial products were having too much headroom, the new half-lifetime to disaffection method could give the industry's much-needed profit breathing space by using the new tool and refining their products. Say, interest charges, billing details, and threatened penalties for failing to comply can be designed to show up every hour on your computer, mobile phone, or pad. But you can bitch back via the feedback button and experience an extra dose of disappointment. Ha! Brave old world is here.
Governments are not the choice of the wise, but of those who hold financial and economic power. And our religion has become a dominant of manipulation and the marketplace for the solicitors of fate. Against all these, we ourselves are the only sheep. We have to learn to understand that the meaning of the individual right and ultimately the value of life itself.
From the field of particle economics research comes this story right here out of the local woods. Title is Particularly Arrayed Particle Creating Dysfunctional Universe. And it says, part matter particle. It isn't matter and it doesn't matter. What matters is how particles are created. Why they are created. Do they have value? And what is their role in the level ECHNO playing field? How are particles coming into being? What is their life expectancy? And how and why are they weakened? They exist as a negative value that becomes a partially minus negative. They emanate in a constantly fluctuating stream from an econoisotope source we can call a value and complete a cyclic circle flowing in opposite directions back to the value, which is in itself unstable. A value is created when an asset, which is also unstable, bonds with it. This situation requires a continual expansion of particle output. Observations made with a seldom used function called an iQuery have shown that as these particles meet on the circuit, mingle and pass each other, a remarkable transformation takes place. As they bond, they lose mass on return to the original value. For the value to keep active, it must continually increase its output of particles in order to keep particles circulating. Since the atomic mass of the returning particle is now 25% less, it would seem that this is what produces the need for the continually increasing number of particles. It accounts for a self-perpetuating cycle and the flow of high-frequency but ever-weakening currency field. The value, however, must continue to emanate ever greater numbers of ever lighter particles just to stay in existence and maintain a sort of mass and the production of the one outright necessity, econoprofit. So we have a fully functional particle circuit that creates a dysfunctional currency particles circulating within and creating a dysfunctional system. Well, folks, the story was written by Graham Ferguson. Thank you very much, Graham. The program is sponsored in part by 101 Ways of Profitable Bitching. Why is bitching so profitable? Order this online manual to understand the fine art of profitable bitching. How to out-bitch your adversary. How to consolidate your bitching victory. When to bitch and when not to. Whom to bitch with and who is off limits. Bitching, a new profession for employment in all areas of society. Get your manual of 101 ways of profitable bitching now. Bitch first, apologize later.
Ignorance is our political stance as we try not to see the bigger lines. Fools are the fellas of the dollar signs. Can we accept these ethics jeopardized? Fools distraught from being taught predictable economical cause or clever rational consumed variables dominated by geographical cubicles. I am of one island, Earth is still awakening. Global citizens with detainees, governments greening in.
I'm much afraid that more energy is devoted at the present time to the endeavor to modify the methods of war than to removing the motive for war. If we recognize this, we shall be in a better position to realize that we are never at peace, that only the form of war changes. I think that we can get a glimpse of the main causes of war if we consider the problems of statesmen. I suppose most statesmen at the present time would agree that their primary problem is to increase employment and to induce trade prosperity for their own nationals. And there are few of them who would not add that the shortest way to achieve this would be to capture foreign markets. Once this, the common theory of international trade, is assumed, we have, I believe, set our feet on a road whose only end is war. The use of the word capture indicates a desire to take away from the inhabitants of some other country something with which they, being unable also under present conditions to be prosperous without general employment, do not desire to part. That is endeavoring to impose your will upon an adversary and is economic war. And economic war has always ultimately resulted in military war.
The problem is by making us think we're smarter. Some people survive on a...
To know, therefore, whether war is inevitable, we have to know whether, firstly, there is enough real wealth, not money, but goods and services, available to keep the whole population in comfort, without the whole of the population being employed. And secondly, if this is so, what it is that prevents this wealth from being distributed? In regard to the first question, I believe there can be no doubt as to the answer. We are all beginning to be familiar with the phrase poverty amidst plenty, and it is generally admitted that the crisis of the past 4 or 5 years has been a crisis of glut and not a crisis of scarcity. Yet during that crisis, poverty has been widely extended because unemployment has been widely extended, so that we have experimental evidence that full employment is not necessary to produce the wealth that we require. It is only necessary to the end that we may be able to distribute wages. Quite a different matter. In regard to the second question, therefore, we know that it is lack of money in the hands of individuals to enable them to buy the wealth which is available, and not the lack of available goods which makes men poor. As our arrangements are at the present time, money is primarily distributed in respect of employment, which, as the glut has shown, is in many cases not necessary or even desirable. So that it is not too much to say that the causes of war and the causes of poverty amidst plenty are the same, and they may be found in the monetary and wage system, and that, broadly speaking, the cure for poverty and the beginnings of the cure for war can be found in a simple rectification of the money system. Now, so long as we are prepared to agree, firstly, that the removal of industrial unemployment is the primary object of statesmanship, and secondly, that the capture of foreign markets is the shortest path to the attainment of this objective, we have the primary economic irritant to military war always with us. And moreover, we have it in an accelerating rate of growth, because production is expanding through the use of power machinery, and undeveloped markets into which surplus can be poured are contracting. Any village which has two grocer's shops, each competing for an insufficient and decreasing amount of business, while continually enlarging its premises, is a working demonstration of the economic causes of war, is, in fact, itself at war by economic methods. I do not believe that it is sensible to lecture the publics of any or all of the nations on either the wickedness or the horrors of war, or to ask for goodwill to abolish military war, or the trade in arms, so long as it remains true that if one of the village grocers captures the whole of the other grocer's business, the second grocer and his employees will suffer. Or if it remains true that if one nation captures the whole of another nation's trade, the population of the second nation will be unemployed, and being unemployed, they will suffer also. It is poverty and economic insecurity which submits human nature to the greatest strain.
On the Rio La Cantoon, 100,000 wait to fall down from starvation or some less humane fate. Cry for Guatemala with a corpse in every gate. If I had a rocket launcher, I would not hesitate. I don't believe in guarded borders, and I don't believe in hate. I don't believe in generals or their stinking torture states. And when I talk with the survivors of things too sickening to relate, if I had a rocket launcher, if I had a rocket launcher, if I had a rocket launcher, I would retaliate. Starvation or some less humane fate. Cry for Guatemala with a corpse in every gate. If I had a rocket launcher, if I had a rocket launcher, if I had a rocket launcher, I would not hesitate.
Without talks and compromises on all sides of this 21-month-long conflict, the UN envoy says there's a huge risk that the chaos could spread into Lebanon and Jordan.
It is not the irritation which causes the economic war. It is the economic war which causes the irritation.
At least I've got to try. Every time I think about it, water rises to my eyes. Situation desperate, echoes of the victim's cry. If I had a rocket launcher, if I had a rocket launcher, if I had a rocket launcher, some son of a bitch would die.
And now, the table of affirmations for 2013. I will continue of not listening to politicians, CEOs, economists, mad preachers and scientists, crazy doctors, incompetent bus drivers, lost mystics and hollow celebrities. My mind will filter in and out whatever is suitable to tell exciting dysfunctional stories of life. For example, I feel pity for all the lost people wanting a revolution, whereas they actually unknowingly really want money. When the frustration of not being able to change anything essentially turns to blaming the powerful elites and banks for all our monetary ills, I always wonder that the banks are themselves, as other business institutions and individuals, compelled by the same mechanisms of needing profit to exist. So, why is no one asking the obvious? Why profit at all? All money is on loan, being an asset, converted security, which needs to be repaid. The cost of the loan is always higher than the money on the loan. That lowers the value of the loan, and thereby the value of the asset. So, when you understand this, you understand the inherent scarcity. Competition to find profits from other markets, which in themselves have to be fought over, and the need of growth, all driving the planet into oblivion. So, dear folks, there seems no point to burn down banks and towers of the elites. Realizing this disappointment early in the new year immunizes you for the rest of the year, so I hope. Okay, folks, today you heard contributions by me, 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 and me. Furthermore, news media samples, Major C.H. Douglas samples from a lecture about the cause of war, Graham's Econoparticle story, and the soundtracks used were from Jamiroquai, Digger Rockwell, Bruce Coburn, and finally I'd like to take you out with a track by David Rovix from his recent Meanwhile in Afghanistan album, titled Why Don't They Play You on the Radio? And folks, I think why. I'm Martin. Catch you all again with more Kaput Radio soon.
To the bags in my pants. Maybe it's because I don't use a drum machine. Maybe I'm too red, or maybe I'm too green. Maybe folks just don't want to hear it. They don't want to analyze anything more complex than the space between your thighs. Maybe I should wear more glitter, go to parties and an egg. Perhaps I need to go electric or show a bit more leg. But it's something I must wonder at the end of every show. Why don't they play you on the radio? Why don't they play you on the radio? I'm sure there's an exception to each and every rule, but perhaps I'm too political and not a useful tool to keep the music in the background and the commercials in the fore, to keep the shoppers shopping, not protesting the war, to keep the lemmings humming the same 300 songs, the songs they play throughout the year, each night and all day long. Maybe I just don't make the grade to be one of the chosen few. Perhaps there was a sign somewhere and I just missed the cue, or I need to change my name to Bruce or Silvio. Why don't they play you on the radio? Why don't they play you on the radio? Just aren't a million people who might buy more records made by some whiny left-wing guy. Or maybe they would, but I'm just out of luck, because I don't have a label that can spend $1 million, because Sony and Clear Channel have taken over everything. And you've got to pay the piper if you want to make the piper sing. It's the king who tells the piper where to go. Why don't they play you on the radio? Why don't they play you on the radio? Why don't they play you on the radio? Why don't they play you on the radio?
Conflict X Radio, broken news for broken listeners.